there does seem to be a progressive process. In the East, they talk about the chakras, that is, different levels opening up. And as they open, the more grosser levels are balanced. And as we go up, we become more sensitive. And as we become more sensitive, things that used to affect us without us knowing, we now start to become aware of them. And as we become aware of them, if we're not totally open and totally accepting in every way clear, then we get shaken by this. And so it does seem that as people start to awaken, they become more sensitive to everything. And so they become more sensitive to people and to noise and to concrete, and then they're looking to be more quiet and more gentle, even not to live near people, because they can feel their energy. They are affected by their energy. Now, in theory, because, well, I think I did reach that place for a while, but it's not there now, is eventually, I think, and I say in theory, that we can stay totally open, completely, anywhere, under any circumstance. But I think that's a long way on. And before then, we are affected by everything. And so our taste in music changes. Our taste in friends change. Where we want to live. How we live. What things we have around us and how we have them around. We become more and more sensitive. More and more in tune. A sweetness, a gentleness. And as I say, it does seem to be a progress. We open up to this and things that we hadn't even used to notice before. For instance, if you go into a young person's shop, women's clothing shop, the music they're playing in there to a sensitive person is devastating. And yet, there's a woman working in there all day with that volume and that music. They can't be sensitive. It's impossible. You can't be sensitive and live there. So as we become, then, as I say, our music changes, what we wear, our colors, what we eat, everything changes. There does seem to be a certain point when we have a shake-up or an awakening, and suddenly we start to see ourselves and our situation more clearly. And suddenly we say, no, I can't do that anymore. It's not appropriate to go on living in this situation, this job, living with this person. It's there. It's in our face now. We can't ignore it anymore. Most people, they don't like change. They keep trying to make something that's no longer appropriate work. But if we become a bit more sensitive, we start to say, no, this isn't working. I need to let that go and then see what else is appropriate. And then start to respond to that. But you see, the main thing is seeing ourselves more clearly. And most people are living in total ignorance to themselves because everybody around them is living in total ignorance to themselves. So they don't know that there's something else to know. Although we're all given the opportunity, it's how we respond to that. Then we do, then what are you going to do about it? Well, there are books, there are people, there are workshops, there are meditations, there's all sorts of things to help us to see ourselves more clearly. That's the main thing, to see yourself more clearly, to become more aware of your actions, your body postures, your facial expressions, the tone of your voice, what you say and how you say it and to whom you say it, just becoming aware. And then we come back to this whole thing. In each moment, are you here? And hardly anybody is. They're talking about the future, what we're going to do, which is irrelevant to now. What now? This very moment, the way I see it. If you're feeling miserable, you're resisting something. You're getting a message to which you are not responding in a healthy way. The way I see the whole thing works is we're always given our maximum potential the whole time. It's there, but we want what we want. And that is to do with the way the brain has been programmed. So if it doesn't get what it wants, it feels uncomfortable. Even when it gets what it wants, it feels uncomfortable. Instead of, what do I need? What is existence telling me? What's the flow of life? What can I drop into and be carried along with the flow of life? No, well, so this job, this person, this situation, this house is not working for me. Yeah, but I'll stay here while I... And then you're holding up the flow instead of, no, what needs to change now? But I mean, now, in this moment, are you sitting on a comfortable chair? Are you comfortable? Are you the right temperature? Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Are you bored? In this moment, respond to this moment, and life seems to carry you along. It just flows along. And you look ahead and you say, well, what am I going to do then? But when you get to then, you find it's already happening. Because you're in that flow instead of holding on to the bank and saying, no, I need to have this and I want this to happen. Let go. Waterfall, no trouble at all. It just happens. Life happens. If you look ahead, you can't imagine how it could happen. But look back on your life, all of you. Look back on your life. Go back 10 years or further. Go back to your childhood. Could you ever imagine you're going to be where you are now, back then? No. Life is magic, if you let it. It will keep taking you exactly where you need to be, exactly when you need to be there, and exactly with whom you need to be, if you will allow it. But of course that means uncertainty. Zen saying, not knowing is the most intimate. Not knowing. Every second is the first second of your life. It starts now. Sometimes you might meet a delightfully happy person. And when you do, you find almost anything turns them on. They get so pleased so easily. So how come? I'll tell you. You see, if a person is holding something inside that says, I want this, and unless I get that, I'm not going to be happy, then all sorts of delightful things happen. Dogs come up and wag their tails, but they don't notice. Little babies look at them with their lovely eyes and a big smile, and they don't see it because they're wanting what they want. They're rigid. They're contracted. But this other person isn't. They're a yes. And when they become a yes, almost anything turns them on. A drop of water can drop onto their head or something, and they laugh. Anything, anything turns them on because they're not tied inside. They've loosened up. They've become a living, pulsating yes, yes. And then suddenly, life is. They're one with this flow of life. Animals get attracted to them. It's said about, was it St. Francis? Yes, in Italy. That animals used to come up to him, and there was somebody else the same. Birds used to land on their shoulder. Animals used to come up to them. And there are people like that. And it's how they're, let's say, vibrating. But what is this vibration? It's yes. It's not a demand. It's an openness. It's an availability. It's being there in each moment.